Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 230, the box office report for the week ending November 6th, year of our Lord, 2016.
You're going to start doing cardio.
And breathe.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I typed it all out.
Okay. No, I did the...
And he had to go to the next page on Word.
Yeah. Luckily, I bought one of those touchscreen computers. I'm scrolling, scrolling.
I thought we were
scrolling.
Agnostic. Oh. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Is that so we get a tax-free thing?
We're okay. Nonprofit.
Now we got a tax break.
Perfect. You're of the Lord?
No, would that be better? That's fine. If you want to create a religion out of it, we don't have to pay taxes.
That's when they zeroed out the triptych. Mm-hmm. You can call it CE all you want, but that's still what it harkens back to.
All right.
Unapproving groan.
I'm gearing up for Christmas time.
Yeah. Please don't. We could do that for Thanksgiving.
Oh, as soon as I was at Target and good day after Lord. Halloween, November 1st, not Thanksgiving and fall stuff, no. Christmas stuff.
Yep.
Halloween Christmas down, lights, Christmas up.
My Christmas lights are going up this week.
God.
In my defense.
You're not lighting
whoa
up.
In my
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Fence. I don't do it. Yeah. Like it's a company.
Yeah.
And so
but you don't turn them on until December, right?
I don't think so. Unless they put them on a timer and then that's mechanical. I have no idea. I don't know how to fix it.
Just to screw with you, the company sets them on November 1st and they're just like, deal with that.
Yeah. You're that one guy in the neighborhood where the guys are just like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Especially in this neighborhood.
Ah, you have a lot of Christmas
a lot of Christmas lights in this. I'm thinking, trying to be delicate, I might be one of the only houses on the
block.
Are you
saying you're a minority?
I'm saying that it's a diverse neighborhood.
That's how he can afford this house, Joe. He got all those tax credits to move into the neighborhood.
Oh, the Catholics moving in. Well, all right.
So we should go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. And we have a guest this week. I want to get this point because she's sitting over. She's like, well, I haven't been introduced. I can't talk yet. And she's like, thanks for making me waste the drive. And she drove away. So Sarah Clark from the Zilch podcast.
Hey, everybody.
She was in town. What was last night?
Oh, there was some, like, this obscure indie band or something that was doing a concert. And, yes, I was here to see the Monkees concert. And we had a wonderful time. Tom took great care of us. He helped us put together this really cool meetup before the show. And
so all the Zilch, can I say nerds? I listen so I can
Yeah. Geeks.
Geeks, sorry.
Yes.
They all got together and hung out, and I threw them up in the club, and they, you know.
Sounds like a rap song.
Up in the club.
Up in the club. Up in the club. Woot, woot.
Where could they find you?
Yeah.
Woot, woot.
Woot, woot. So yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Because of what I do, I get to meet the bands.
Professional stripper?
Yes. And no, it's just amateur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm one to prefer.
So you don't get paid.
I want to preserve my Olympic qualifications. Right. Yeah.
But, I just didn't realize you're doing that for free. Yeah. Hats off to you.
You know, I've met the monkeys all, but I've never met more than one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
Night, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So last night was my first time meeting more than one monkey. I've never met them, you know.
So you've only met the monkey.
I was going to write on your Facebook page because I saw the photo, and I've never actually seen you with that much color. and I was like, I've never seen you. But then I was like, oh, this is not really nice. Like, that's the happiest I've ever seen you. And then it was like, well, I don't want to say that.
And we were at his wedding.
I shouldn't write that because he has wedding photos on here. Yeah, that's going to be.
But I was like, he's really got, like, is he sick? Do you have a fever?
I've been doing a lot of running around because because they were in the club, which is on the fourth floor, and we have like the world's slowest elevator. Like, I think there are still people waiting for it. And so, instead of taking the elevator, I was just like, I'm just taking the steps. And so I did that. Like, I was doing a lot of cardio.
Yeah. Woo! Well, I was like, wow, he's got a lot of color. Yeah. He's really happy.
And I don't do any cardio.
I was going to say.
No, he's just almost about to die in the picture.
Yeah. Somebody else is actually moving his mouth up.
Right. Crystal.
Working him like a puppet.
Yeah, working him like a puppet.
Hey, now. You don't judge what we're into.
I don't.
We weren't judging.
No. You do what makes you happy.
So we should probably do some shameless plugs, a little house cleaning. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. What would you say if I told you we had an iTunes review?
I will tell you you're absolutely correct.
You're right. I am correct. We have an iTunes review.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. How about them apples? So this is from Kuji Muji?
Oh.
Sure.
I'll take it.
Why not?
What's that?
Correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah. And he or she says, this is one of the main podcasts I listen to throughout the week. And yes, even before I go to sleep. I'm not a movie buff, but I appreciate it when they know what they talk about or go into movie tangents about X or Y actor/director. You can sympathize when they really hated a movie. Pixels, Fantastic Four. Those are movies we hated.
Those would definitely fall into
that camp. Episodes like the Deep Fried Tacos and 50 Shades of Grey are some of the many I would recommend. They are also very responsive in social media, which is cool. Thank you for the quality content you provide, and keep up the good work. P.S. Oh, I don't know if I should continue. I like them until this point, but no, I don't.
Keep going.
P.S. This is your wife?
No.
Oh, no, it's not a joke compliment, is it?
P.S. I miss the Paul Walker jokes.
I had forgotten that you stopped those.
I did. It's not that I stopped them. It's just.
Oh, wait, it gets worse.
Oh.
And hashtag wrestling is Israel.
Wrestling Israel is out.
Oh, I thought it was
wrestling Israel.
Wrestling Israel. It's Jew. Yeah. It's about Jewish wrestlers.
Wrestling Israel,
like Goldberg.
Yeah,
wrestling Israel.
Who's coming back?
Yeah,
he's back for a match.
He went away. I don't know. Yeah.
Shalom Goldberg.
Yeah. I was like, Jewish wrestlers. Do I know any? Oh, I do.
Hanukkah Harry.
Yeah, Hanukkah Harry is Triple H's father, Double H.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. That's the way that works.
The storyline, actually.
Yeah. Depending on how you spell Hanukkah.
Well, yeah, he's got like the flying menorah. That's one of his moves.
Yeah.
Right? He drops the dreidel.
The death dreidel.
Yeah. Yeah. The death dreidel driver.
Yeah.
The triple D.
The Hebrew hammer.
That's actually not a bad movie.
Yeah.
His arch nemesis is the Golem.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I was going to say Christmas.
That might have been offensive. Yeah. We might have edited that out.
Won't even know how to edit this.
And also, don't forget that we're available on Facebook. You can go there, facebook.com/realspoilers, and share the show. People that shared the show this week, Chris James, Julianne Jordan, Timmy Tuzoons, Lane LeVanway, Librarian Cynthia, Brent Smith, Travis Tewitt, Tom Comiskey, Griffin Fox Smith.
Still the greatest name. That's a good name.
An animal and a mythical
animal. That's right.
What more do you want to name?
Can't get any better.
And it still kind of sounds like a law firm.
It does.
Like, what more do you want?
That's, you know, that guy shows up to court and you're just like, that's
you're
my
like,
lawyer.
I lost. You're the other lawyer?
Wait, oh, yeah.
They're going to be Griffin Fox Smith.
Oh, no. Out.
Yeah.
Now you just need a jingle.
He's undefeated.
Yeah, and that plays like as he walks around. Like,
he just has it on his phone.
Yeah.
As he walks into courtrooms.
Chris Sansochi, Tammy Sherman Powers, Jason Antris, Brett Schulte, Linnea Thunsell, Jamie Walton, and Kevin Krysek. So thanks for sharing
last
show, guys.
No,
no, he's shared before.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. You probably hurt his feelings now.
Sorry, yeah. Kevin.
I'll edit that out.
Yeah, he's probably somewhere crying. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. He's like, I share all the time. And then
just Joe. It was Joe for whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really count.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin, it's Joe. Yeah. Like, that's it.
Come on.
Don't really get yourself wrapped up in that. So I guess
to be here on time.
I guess that, yeah. I know. Kevin messed me. He's like, did Joe show up an hour early because of daylight savings time? And I was like, he couldn't even show up early on accident.
No. Yeah. But he did show up on time.
Yeah.
Yep. Nah.
First time for everything.
I did. In a while. Yeah.
So that's it for our shameless plugs. I guess we will turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin has his abacus at the ready, Kevin.
I do, Tom. And this weekend, a Marvel movie came out. So does anyone want to guess what number one at the box office was?
I mean, I will guess that it... Can I guess how much it did?
You may.
74.
Okay. Does anyone else want to take a guess before you look?
75.
Damn.
$1.
72.
Okay, Sarah?
65.
Ooh,
wow. Why do you hate Marvel?
I love Marvel. We'll get there.
I think Tom actually won with that 1 million over Joe's with 81 million.
Wow.
So 75.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So I did not. I mean, I was
81 million on a. So what level of Marvel character would you call this?
Man, I'd give him
C minus.
No, I'd say C.
C level.
I mean, they tried to. Mm-hmm. They tried to put him into like when Bendis revamped the Avengers. They made him a focal point, so I think that
he's a little more mainstream,
that elevated him a little bit, but not much.
How long ago was that?
2004.
Oh, okay.
How did Ant-Man do? Because they're probably...
Yeah.
How come you're not giving Dan crap for not doing show prep?
Well, Dan, great question. Let me go ahead and look this up here.
And Ant-Man, and this was supposed to come out in the Ant-Man slot. This was supposed to be a late summer release, and they held the film because they wanted Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
And he had already signed up to do Hamlet.
That was the smart move.
And as a play, they're not filming Hamlet.
Didn't they... What did he do with the guy from...
From Hackers?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, Frankenstein.
That's what... Okay.
Johnny Lee Miller.
Johnny Lee Miller and Benedict Cumberbatch were Frankenstein. Yeah.
Cumberbatch.
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 Who was the monster?
Are we going to have to bleep Cumberbatch every time we say
every
it?
Time now, yeah.
Johnny Lee Miller, I think, was the monster.
Yeah.
He will always be the guy from Hackers. Not Trainspotting, not...
Or what's the Sherlock one that he's on?
Elementary.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's not a bad show. It's not good.
Is it still on?
I really enjoyed it for a while, and then I was kind of like, oh, it's getting all CBS.
When they did the review,
where they kind of like CBS, where they have shows on for so long, they just kind of like
forget that they have it,
flounder around and get into their, you know.
When they do the reveal of Irene Adler,
that was great.
I was like, oh man, this is what a cool idea.
Yeah.
Oh well, all right. That was season 3 and I quit watching.
I'm happy for him that the show has lasted this long, though, because like Johnny Lee Miller hasn't really had a thing. Like, this is his first thing. Yeah. And again, I watched Hackers on VHS when I was a kid. I've always loved that movie. And so I've waited for him to actually, you know, and again, I mean, Trainspotting was great, but...
Is he in Trainspotting, too?
Yes. They all
are. It's a whole shebang.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Including Danny Boyle.
Great. Yeah, Danny Boyle's directing. Yeah,
that's...
And,
okay.
Robert Carlyle.
Kevin Smith's like, should have gotten that Clerks 3 out. Dang it.
Yeah.
I bet it'll still happen at some point.
Clerks 3?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be a series.
No, Mallrats 2 is going to be a series.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But going back to Dan's question, Ant-Man opened with $57
million.
Wow.
Whoa, so, okay. Doctor Strange. I mean, I think Benedict Cumberbatch...
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's got to put a... You know, bonus on there, yeah.
Well, he's not exactly like guaranteed box office. I think it's more that
he has a core.
It's Marvel.
He's got a fan base that Paul Rudd doesn't have.
Yeah, but it's Marvel plus Benedict Cumberbatch.
Exactly.
I think it's also that like it's just perfect casting.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's Robert Downey Jr. level.
And I don't. I think
Joaquin Phoenix would have been perfect.
I think Joaquin Phoenix would have been really good. Been amazing. But mm-hmm. I think good.
I don't think anybody. I think Ant-Man was good, but I don't think when we heard Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, we were like, that's perfect. We were more like, oh, that could work. But when you hear Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange, you're like, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. You're just like, duh.
Yeah.
Which is why they pushed the movie back.
Yeah. Right.
Like, oh, yeah.
So it did make $132 million overseas. So just a few bucks.
I mean, it made some good money. Yeah. Ant-Man or Doctor Strange?
No, Doctor Strange. Oh, sorry. Wow. Doctor Strange was $81 million in its U.S. release and has already made over $130 million on a $165 million budget.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's good to go.
Maybe they'll do another.
Yeah.
What I think they're going to do?
Doctor Strange and the
Wasp. They're going to start doing team-up movies.
Oh, that would work.
Where you get Doctor Strange and Bruce Banner, and you get them in a movie together. Like, I think they're gonna. That's the way I can
phase
predict,
four.
Yeah, uh-huh. Where it's gonna be Marvel team up.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Quote unquote,
yeah. Like Thor and Hulk,
yeah,
kind of thing. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
just
yeah. And then when the well starts to get a little shallow, uh-huh. they'll start doing What If.
Oh man!
Oh yeah!
I would kill to see some What If stuff.
I know. That'd
be
awesome.
So good.
We need a Marvel zombie show.
Maybe that's what DC will do. They'll be like, all these movies we made were Elseworlds.
here's our good stuff.
Yeah. Now here's the real.
We're serious. We mean it this time.
Here's Earth Prime.
All of a sudden, Tyler Hoechlin's just like, how you doing? Like, I'm your new Superman.
So anyway, yeah, Doctor Strange, good for it.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to do that much. That's awesome.
It's nice to see it making that much money. I mean, this just goes to prove, and we've seen it with Guardians. I mean, which is probably the best example. But then Ant-Man made good money, and now Doctor Strange, like.
So I crapped on Guardians when that first got announced. I was like, there's no way.
I remember. And you said this was going to be the first one.
And it was the same deal. I was like, there's no way.
Yeah.
At this point,
I stopped.
Yeah,
this was the one where I was like, whatever.
That's the thing. Like, I was actually really excited for Doctor Strange because I think I've mentioned it before. I'm getting a little superhero fatigue with just superpowered people punching each other. And I'm like, Doctor Strange is going to be completely different.
Yeah.
You know, so I was really excited.
Not a single gun in the movie.
Nope.
Yeah, there's just
not a gun in the movie.
Yeah, it's so different.
That was my...
Funny, I hadn't thought about that.
No,
right.
Scott Derrickson even like talked about that. Yeah. He was like, I just kind of tired of that.
What a smart move for that guy too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Apparently he's like a huge Doctor Strange fan.
It comes off on screen.
Wow. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll get into that.
Yeah. So anyway, good for Doctor Strange. Number two, Trolls.
Oh. Hmm. Did you see that, Tom?
I did not.
Oh, all right.
Dang. And that is
I thought it was just gonna be a movie of
us
people saying anti-Semitic things. Racist stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Just trolling you.
I was like, that's the first thing we go to. Like,
they're just trolling you the whole time.
Right.
Joe, I'm surprised you didn't see it. Starring Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
she's
a cartoon, though.
It's just the voice of Anna Kendrick.
Well, he just closes his eyes.
I can still picture Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm glad he's over on that side of the table.
In front of a guest.
I didn't say anything. I just said I was picturing Anna Kendrick. I didn't do anything.
We're bringing back Creepy Joe.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Trolls made $44 million. So,
I
$125 million budget.
Kids movie.
Yeah,
that's gonna get swallowed up by Moana.
Yeah, 45 and on a 125. I don't know that it's gonna.
It's got some good star power too. Like, I mean, it's got Justin Timberlake and
power. Really matter in a cartoon?
No, I guess it doesn't. When you're doing a musical, though,
but that's why they do it. Though it has to be because you know all why right. do you
I
know?
Think they do it because it's easier to get press.
Oh, that's true.
I know you also got.
I thought they did it for the names on the marquee.
Justin Timberlake.
I don't know that it sells tickets, but I think that when you're pushing the movie, if you're like, "Hey, do you want to talk to a bunch of voice actors?" Entertainment Tonight is like, "No, thank you."
It's a great point though, because why would you really get interviews with just random?
Right.
I mean, and voice actors do an amazing job. Professionals that have 1,000 credits, they're awesome. But for interview wise, someone might not jump on. Like,
hey, do you want to talk to Nolan North?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I would.
But
Frank Welker, but that's not
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Do you want Billy West on? No.
No.
Yeah.
Well, how about Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, I do.
Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick are your two. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's always my theory.
Yeah.
So Trolls has made about $70 million overseas. So it's up over $100 million worldwide on a $125 million budget. So, I mean, it looks like it might make its money back with that foreign money, but. Can't be what they were expecting in the U.S., I wouldn't think. You're up against a Marvel property.
I don't know. They dropped it against a Marvel movie.
That's true. You think it's just for the foreign money? You think that's what they...
I don't know. I mean, what did they... I think 44 is really strong against a Marvel movie.
I think it's strong. Yeah. I also think they're looking at the theatrical release as the bonus and the video release as the actual bread and butter of this.
Yep. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, they're flipping it. They're like, it'll make some money at the theater, but really...
It was like their Kevin Hart money, you know? Yeah. Like, his stand-up.
Yeah,
like,
this is just whatever.
Like, we filled the seats, we sold the merchandise, and hey, release it in theaters, get 10
million. DreamWorks? Is that who that was?
Yeah.
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 Well, and I have a question. It says Fox DreamWorks. Has it always been listed as distributed by Fox DreamWorks?
No.
I wonder if DreamWorks entered a deal.
Someone must have distributed it.
Wasn't DreamWorks going away? That's not a thing, right?
No, I just feel like they're just like a floating around.
Like Illumination or whatever?
Yeah.
They're or just Pixar kind of floating. Pixar, I guess, was always with Disney, but Disney picked them up. They weren't always Disney, were they?
No. Pixar?
They got bought. Yeah.
But I mean, did they do anything before Toy Story? Like,
not,
on their
not,
own?
Toy Story was not
feature length. So they were like an independent company that was distributed by Disney,
right?
And then
so I wonder if
they were gonna go off on their own or get acquired by someone else, and then Disney bought.
That's what Legendary did, though. Legendary was just their own company, and then they partnered up with Warner Brothers, and now I think that deal's over. I think they're with Universal now.
Right, because Godzilla was the last one with Warner Brothers, and then they moved.
Yeah, because all the old DC stuff was through Legendary.
Batman, I mean, every time you watched a Dark Knight movie, right? Didn't Legendary come up in front of the
possibly
Dark Knight stuff?
I know they for sure. I think their first one was Superman Returns.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
They did a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. They did a lot of How I Met Your Mother episodes.
Oh, did they really?
Legendary, yeah.
All right.
That was a Barney Stinson
joke.
And
I was like, what?
It's been a while, so it wasn't exactly top of mind awareness, but yeah.
I never watched that show.
What?
It was good.
It's not for lack of,
you know,
it was bad.
It had a lost ending, though, I hate to say it. It had a lost
ending. Isn't there an alternate ending?
Well, yeah, but
isn't there like,
you can say like, oh, we released this to appease it, but no, it doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, they really, they
did, which is unfortunate because it was such a great show, and I think that one holds up better, maybe because of the comedy aspect. Like, again, I'm not trying to just bash on Lost, but Lost had all this mystery.
But
Lost had all that mystery and unanswered questions that, you know, they never had answers for.
Yeah.
I mean, How Did Your Mother is just funny. Like, it's just jokes. So I think it holds up on repeat viewings. Like,
right.
You know, the other one that surprisingly holds up is Seinfeld. Because it's not topical.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why the Dick Van Dyke Show holds up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Same way with Cheers.
Yeah.
Like, that way that... And Frasier, I think, is the other one that still holds up. Hmm. But, like, Friends, I think, is... Like, I just watched an episode. I was like, I don't care. Like, it's just not funny.
I don't know. I've watched the first 8 seasons of Friends because I've never seen it. So, I just watched the first 8 seasons for the first time. And I didn't find it, like, out of... Like, dated or not topical, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was fine, and it was the first time I saw it.
Interesting.
I thought it was weird to see people like 10 years ago where I'm like, that guy's in it, and look how Giovanni Ribisi is Phoebe's brother, and he's like 12. You know, like, it's just weird to see people in it, but like, I never was like, oh, they're talking about whatever, Starbucks is so popular,
talking about
Tom
Selleck.
That was weird too, because I never knew Tom Selleck was a recurring cast member.
He was Monica's boyfriend for a while.
But I mean, like, for half a season, and then the next season he comes back, and I'm like,
So was John Favreau.
Yeah, that was weird too. Yeah. I'm like, I'm learning all this stuff. But
that was great. He gets beat up in the MMA, and he's like,
That was when you saw John Favreau, and you're like, oh, he's put on a few. And now you look at it, and you're like, oh, he was really slim.
Oh no, Friends, he looks really skinny.
Did you ever see PCU?
Yeah.
You ever see that? And
he
is svelte in that one.
Well, he's a kid.
He is a kid, but he's like the crazy linebacker.
And Swingers, I just watched Swingers.
Oh,
it was on like some streaming thing, so I popped it. I'm like, man, he was skinny back then, too, and young.
Oh, that voice message. The answering
machine.
That's just brutal.
So number 3, Hacksaw Ridge opened this weekend. So another movie opening in the top positions, but that one opened to $14 million. That's the one with Andrew Garfield, where he doesn't fire a shot.
Does this break Mel Gibson out of movie jail?
It might. It was good.
Yeah.
You know what was funny? So months ago, whenever I saw the first trailer for this, all they say in the trailer is from the director of Braveheart or something like that.
He directed Braveheart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they bill it as...
I guess I always forget that.
I'm pretty sure this is the one where they're like, from the director of Braveheart.
From the... And Passion of the Christ.
They never say...
Apocalyptico.
Which is kind of more of a... I mean, that was a good movie, but man, it's more of like...
Really?
I
didn't see it.
I thought that got torn apart. I thought that movie was trash.
I mean, it's also came along around the same time as
right
some issues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's visually stunning. Yeah. And it's more of like a, I don't know, it's more of an experimental film.
Yeah. I saw it once, but
I really liked it.
I saw it when it came out, and I might want to revisit it, but I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. But
yeah.
I was.
Well, I mean, it is not, you know, mainstream at all.
Mm. I don't think Passion of the Christ was mainstream either, though.
No, but they had, I mean, the thing with Passion of the Christ is like, you know, you're just like, you know, it's like a Lee Greenwood song, you know? You're just you're pandering to the audience, like,
oh, yeah, we got to see this.
The movie made so much money.
You know? That movie made
Jesus would want
money.
Us to see it.
Yeah. Oh, man, when you make a movie like that where it just has a built-in audience, yeah. where, like, they have to go see it. Yeah.
You know he's going to get the crap kicked out of him for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, they also like I mean fed into that
sure
but mm-hmm. but like with Apocalypto yeah no it was just like I'm surprised he even got
has
paid.
He ever won an Oscar
who Mill
oh yeah. Braveheart
yeah. Braveheart
is
but
the
he won
one.
One for yeah. acting
I don't know best picture I think yeah, or best director
I think okay. he might have won for director
was it,
for
it's director
I think he won
yeah.
director
yeah.
all right
I but, know that was an Oscar one
yeah
that.
Interesting
but I think yeah I think he's like got one foot out of movie jail I think a lot of people are
the door's never... open. The cell door has been
and
unlocked.
And he's made some rounds like yeah. on the, like late night TV, like making fun of himself for having done that. And
that's
you know,
good. Once you can make fun of yourself for yeah. it, not uh-huh. be so serious.
And he's had a good long stretch now without doing something stupid.
Yeah. That's
you know,
true.
And that was part
except
of the problem.
For that, except for that beard.
Yeah. But that was part of his problem too, though, is he did like, you know, he had the thing with the cop,
right.
and he was saying all
and
that.
And it was like
yes.
a month later.
He and, had, then he, and then he had the cell phone thing. Yeah. Like, I think he could have got out of, got he could have kind of slipped out of one or the other, but to
yes.
have them both back to back.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and this is great timing for this movie to be released because he's like, thank you, presidential election. Like, who's going to say something bad about Mel Gibson at this point?
Yeah, really.
Like,
Mel Gibson
that guy's crazy.
He could kick a puppy and he's like, whatever, man.
And today in the political scene. So,
but yeah, I saw this. It was good, actually. It was.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was it was a little some of the dialogue was a little stilted.
Yeah.
How you know? In the trailer it seemed like Andrew Garfield's accent like trying to you know because he's British so
sure.
did it seem a little wonky in the movie like him trying to have a
you
southern
know,
accent for a British guy?
No, I didn't
or like a drawl?
I didn't have a problem with it. Some people think that the accent is like a little over the top and then you see the actual guy he's playing in the end credits and like that dude is like Deep Woods Hillbilly.
Okay.
Like,
really?
Like, it is like...
Cletus the Slackjawed Yokel.
I mean, like... if, like...
That's not
if,
offensive. That's a character on the
I mean, for real. Like, if you didn't know this was a real person, you'd be like, this is a little offense.
Okay. Because in the trailer, I'm like... I mean, again, like, it looked like a good movie, but I'm like, that accent, is he just, like, really trying or what?
He dialed it back.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Like, when you see the real dude, like... It's rough. Like if he'd have been, if he'd have done it in that guy's voice, it would have been another Mel Gibson movie with subtitles.
There
like,
you go.
It was, you know, but yeah, it was. I mean, and it's definitely it's kind of an old school movie. It's a movie that like your parents or grandparents would like. It's very much like you know.
So it's like a Hell or High Water,
Audie Murphy story.
What's that?
Like the Audie Murphy story?
Yes, that's exactly what it reminded me of. And just the whole like you know nobody believes this guy can do it. He's this.
So is he a medic?
Yeah, like so he's a Seventh-day Adventist, and he takes place during World War II, and he supports the cause, our side, to be clear, and but doesn't want to fight. Like, he doesn't want to kill anybody, but he wants to help because he knows that the Nazis are bad. And so he joins, and they had actually just passed a law saying that, like, you can participate in the military but without fighting. Like, you can, you know...
Like be a stenographer or something.
Or whatever. Yeah. They can find a role for you. And
I'm not, that's a thing. Like, I make that
a
up.
A court stenographer on the battlefield.
Or a cartographer?
Is that what it is?
I don't think they have stenographers out on the battlefield typing away.
No, but I mean like
maps.
Oh, maybe that's okay. Yeah, okay.
And so he goes to basic training, but they keep setting up these rules to where like, well, you can't pass basic training unless you can shoot at a certain level, and he's just like, I'm not going to hold a gun. And then everybody, like, they keep beating him up and abusing. So it's definitely one of those, like...
Hitting him with soap and a sock.
Yeah, and so it's definitely one of those movies where it's like, you know that this guy is right, and he's going to take all... You know, it's real easy it's one of those movies that in retrospect is real easy to look at and be like, oh, they're so wrong for treating him this way. It's one of those kind of movies. You know?
Yeah.
But it was well done. And the battle scenes are brutal. That dude,
that dude can do some big time, yeah, big budget.
And I don't think it's a very large budget. I want to say
it's not disclosed, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. And but when they get to the war scenes, it looks,
is it Saving Private Ryan level?
I don't know that the cinematography is quite that good, but it's pretty close, and it's pretty intense. Like a lot of the battle scenes I felt were almost filmed like horror movies.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
There were a lot of jump scares, and there was a lot of, for lack of a better term, torture porn.
Is there a score?
They're very grotesque.
Over the battle scenes, is there a score?
You know, I don't remember.
So to me, that's always like in Saving Private Ryan, there's no score.
Yeah.
Like all you hear, is bullets and people. Yeah. So that is what makes that scene so intense.
Yeah.
So I think the scene in Game of Thrones, you know what I'm saying? I don't think there's a score there either. Yeah. Where it's just like
what, the Red Wedding?
Right.
No. The last scene, like that's the Battle of the Bastards.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's a score when they start fighting. And I just think that intensifies a scene like that. Because you're not taken out of it by the score.
Yeah.
You're just there to look at and see what happens.
De-romanticizes it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was very graphic, the violence. There was a lot of people getting their head shot off, or a lot of times only getting parts of their head shot off. And and jump scares. And then there were times when the jump scares were combined with really gross things. And so it was it really did kind of capture, as someone who's never fought, but it felt like
that war, that's a bloody war.
Yeah, and this was a really intense battle where they're trying to take this ridge and they got to climb up this hill, and as soon as they get to the top, they're fighting, and it's just, it's brutal.
And that was on Hacksaw Ridge, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just checking my history knowledge.
No, you're very adept.
Thank you.
Your knowledge pool is deep.
Just want to clarify for people that might not be familiar. Number four. Boo.
Didn't work.
Oh, damn it. Only once. You can only use that trick once.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tyler Perry's Boo of Madea Halloween.
Still number four. That's pretty high. That's pretty good.
Made $8 million, a 54% drop in week three, so it's up to $65 million now. It had a $20 million budget, so that's it's making money.
Uh-huh.
650,000 overseas, so I mean,
okay. That's weird.
Yeah, I just whatever, but this was the week of Halloween. Do you think next week it's going to be number 11?
No, it's
are
gone.
People going to stick around?
No, I think it's gone. So, what's next week?
Well, and this is the best movie box office wise that he's
done,
had in a long time.
Yeah.
So it's you got to figure the pool of people to see this movie
is shrinking rapidly.
Rapidly being drained.
Well, next week it's on a plane.
Yeah. Madea on a plane?
No,
is that what they're doing now?
They'll be playing
literally
it
on a plane.
Oh, gotcha.
They'll just be
That's weird. I was like, Madea, why would she be on a plane?
Well, what's next? I mean, what's
why
next?
Wouldn't she be on a plane?
Yeah, that's true.
Joe.
All right.
Joe.
Here we go.
Here, this
Tyler
is how
Perry
it starts.
Doesn't like to fly. That's in the thing. Everybody knows that.
Is that do
can Madea use the same bathroom as you, Joe?
What? No, because I'm a dude.
Is Madea capable of swimming?
What?
I don't know.
Madea's Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Oh, so, then sure. No, wait. How does that? I don't see. Now that's where I'm confused. How does that work?
At Target.
Only at Target. That's what it is.
Do you want me to hand you the shovel? Or
no, I'm good.
You're good. Just
I'm fine.
Doing it yourself.
Sarah, these are the parts of the show that we normally have to cut out.
I know. I'm just enjoying the flow show. This is hilarious.
So, number five, Inferno. Now, that was a movie from last week.
Already
dropped down. 59% drop with $6.1 million. It is now up to $25.9 million demand. So
that's when word of mouth doesn't work the way you expect it to.
That's 25 on a $75 million budget. It does have $132 million overseas.
There it is.
$132 million. Yeah.
All of it from Venice.
Yeah.
So that's interesting because this week some chatter came out. I don't think we could say more than that about making these movies for, with the foreign box office in mind. And a certain film right now is under some scrutiny because there's some chatter about not caring about the domestic take because they know it's going to do.
So do you think that's legit?
Gangbusters.
Do you think that's
I think it's probably a little both. I think there's probably truth.
I don't think I read this article.
So Brett Easton Ellis, who wrote Less Than Zero and American Psycho the books, has a podcast. And he...
Wait. There are other podcasts?
Not very many.
No, yeah, okay.
It's a brand new thing. It's you, me, and his.
Okay.
It's the funny thing is that Tom's made this joke before, but he doesn't remember because of his age.
Of course
it's
never not
funny.
It's
a running gag.
His is brand new, and it's not... He did a John Carpenter interview that was awful because he just kept talking, and Carpenter's like, cool, sweet, neat.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. Like Easton just kept talking and talking.
Is this Kevin Eastman?
No, Brett Ellis Easton.
Oh, okay.
Who wrote, like I said, he wrote Less Than Zero. He wrote American Psycho. Uh-huh. He said he was having dinner with somebody who knew a Warner Brothers exec who said that the Batman script is a complete train wreck. And they're like, they have no idea what they're doing. It's going to be a complete mess.
Don't tell me that.
That's true. Well, this is his side of the story. And then it broke. Like, I think Collider broke it. And then
Collider.
And then comicbook.com broke it. And then
Cosmic Book News.
It's actually like Entertainment
Weekly. It was like it's, the big websites were picking it up.
It all got picked up. Yeah.
That he said that he knows that this script is a piece of garbage.
Oh.
So then it broke. And then all of a sudden he was like, whoa, that's not what I meant. And like he starts backtracking.
Oh, yeah. Man.
What's the good way? What's the positive way to say it? It's a train wreck.
Not only is it a piece of garbage, but that when it was discussed,
that Warner Brothers does not care about domestic box office.
They don't care because they know how well it's going to do.
They're not concerned about that because
they know it's going to do huge numbers.
Wow.
We just saw a movie that did that.
Yeah.
We saw two movies that kind of did huge numbers that were like, what? And we all were like, that's kind of a mess.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about this on the show before, but literally, like, Hollywood is making movies now. Because foreign distribution has grown tenfold. The distribution over there, especially with digital, they don't have to ship a bunch of film reels over there. It's just a download away. So they can distribute all over there. And now they're making movies with that in mind. They're not just like, oh, that's extra. They're like, we're making this for them. And the opposite of what it used to be.
I think that's part of DC's problem is they don't.
This is Affleck and Jeff Jobs.
It doesn't matter.
Do you really think that? But they care.
We'll
Affleck cares.
I think they probably care. But if there's
I don't care. It's going to make money.
If there's if you turn in a script and everybody and like the people you turn it into are just like, yeah, man, whatever. And there's no, what's the word? Editors, I guess, who are just like, okay, look, you've got some good points here. Let's tighten it up here. Let's fix it here. If you just turn in a script and just say go. Yeah. And they're just like, yeah, man, whatever. You got Batman in it. It's going to make $300 million overseas. We don't care.
I hope it's not true.
Affleck steering the Titanic.
Yeah.
You know, where he's like,
Or is this going to have anything? Is he going to have to conform to the DCU? Or is he going to be able to do what he wants?
Affleck's clout and him signing on for all these Batman movies with the understanding that he gets to direct one, he gets to write it. Remember, he was Daredevil. He's not going to let that happen again.
He's also Batman in a piece of crap movie.
Good, but did you like Batman in it? Like his portrayal of him, not saying his actions maybe, but
you
like
saw it 18 times.
I saw it.
But him as Batman,
times.
Didn't you like him as Batman?
Yeah, I thought he was fine.
So it doesn't matter if he's in a crap movie.
You polish a turd and it's still a turd.
Yeah, but now we've got
a shiny turd.
It is a very shiny turd. Yeah.
But I think that I just don't think that he's going to let Daredevil happen again because he said he'll never.
Think it will ever. Nothing will touch Daredevil. Yeah. I don't think that.
Watch that director's cut.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's weird. It's
a very good example of when a studio interferes.
Yeah.
And makes changes and they have all the notes and the director
Mark Steven Johnson isn't the greatest director in the
world. No, he's not. But I mean, there's a big difference between the two.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
But yeah, now he's saying like, oh, what I meant was, and that people are coming out and being like, look, it's the first draft. Of course it's going to suck.
Sure.
Yeah. Of course it's going to be a mess.
Well, I think he just loved that Amy Schumer movie. So when he said it was a train wreck, he was giving it a compliment.
That movie was pretty good.
You have to follow the clues, Joe.
It was a big hit.
It was a massive hit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty good. It was funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's, you know.
We've got a year.
2 years? A year? Is it next year?
But that's okay, because, you know, at least they're good with the Flash.
Never mind.
I'm telling you
those movies aren't gonna happen.
How about that fourth Wonder Woman trailer though? There's another official Wonder Woman trailer.
Sure. They burned me once. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. Like,
they burned you once.
I think they know that.
Well, twice.
Once.
Twice.
I figured they would make it up for in the first one.
Like, three times.
Three times a matey. Yeah. I nope.
Fool me once.
fool can't fool me again.
Fool me 23 yeah. times. Hold then up. What is
how
that?
Many, how many Batman versus Superman Carrie tickets did you buy?
Four.
They
well, they fooled them so many times that it was back on them again, Tom. I mean, yeah. once
in
you
all
get
there,
to...
I didn't know.
Like, you did three of those times.
Yeah, you bought.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
You did three times,
right? But I'd already bought the tickets.
Yeah,
at that point.
But he went to see every director's cut that came on theaters. So he kept thinking
it's got to get better. It's got to get better.
Wasn't it a different cut each time you went?
No.
There was a super extended director's
cut. I never saw that in theaters.
You
I never
the
saw
Best
that
Boys
version.
Cut?
Yeah. I saw the Best Boys
cut. I think by different cut, he was self-harming.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
every
God,
time he saw the
it's
film.
The only way I can feel.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can feel.
Get you help there.
There you go.
So, Inferno not doing too well domestically, but overseas. Gangbusters, so yeah, no problem.
Dan Brown's writing another one right now.
Literally. Didn't we say that? Isn't he doing a five?
Comes out next year. Yeah. Yeah. Number six, speaking of the Batman, The Accountant. So that one
still like over 100 million, right?
Not quite, but I mean, it's still sticking around. I mean, week four, it had a 30% drop, so that's a pretty small drop for it. 5.9 million. It's up to 70 million domestic, and then overseas another about 30. Not quite. So yeah, it's approaching 100 worldwide on a 44 million budget.
Well, that's what happens when you market and you confuse everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, you're rolling
is.
The dice. Uh-huh. It's shot in Confuse-a-Vision.
Man, can you just imagine right now at the box office, you got The Accountant, Jack Reacher, Inferno, Hacksaw Ridge. It has got to be a rough time to be a 65-year-old man.
All your movies are coming out.
What am I going to go see? It is an embarrassment of riches for 65-year-old
men.
That's
true.
You go to the movie theaters right now, it is nothing but Buicks.
It's all
nothing
just brand new.
But Buicks.
Silver painted.
Yeah. Yes.
Shiny wax coat.
NRA stickers.
Yeah.
And Tom can make that joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have a Buick?
No.
Oh, what is yours?
I have a
fancy
Honda.
Car. What's the other car?
A Lincoln.
A Lincoln. Okay. Yes. Sorry. Lincoln Town Car, Buick LeSabre. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got this
Town Car.
I know, but I'm just thinking Lincoln's, Buick's. That's kind of in the same category.
I mean, right now, I mean, the theaters and Ruby Tuesdays are just...
Oh, man.
Just busted at the seams.
I can't even believe Ruby Tuesdays still exist. Is that all before?
I didn't think
they did. After,
I think they're all gone.
No, I think a few are still.
There's a few floating around. Yeah.
What was the one that just... Oh, is it Pasta... Not Pasta House. What's the other one?
I don't know.
Oh.
Olive Garden?
No.
Spaghetti Factory.
No. They closed it because...
Macaroni Grill.
That's what it is. Yep. Macaroni Grill is the one.
Yeah. And that's owned by the same company as Olive Garden. So.
Yeah. It's all prefab food.
Yeah. But anyway,
those breadsticks, though. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Speaking of an embarrassment of riches, Jack Reacher never not stop not going back, right?
Never don't not ungo back. Yeah.
Thank you, Lane, for the
thank
poster.
You, Lane. Yeah.
That was good. We'll use that on when we do that episode for the sequel. But Jack Reacher made another 5.4 million, so that's a 44% drop in week three. It is up to 49 million domestic, but I'm guessing, let's see, our foreign 55.
That's not what I thought. That,
yeah,
that,
I'll just wait for the third one to come out so I can just watch them all when they come out on video
on your triple pack DVD.
Well,
when I'm sick, or I'm saving those up for like a really bad fever. I guess I'll finally watch that Jack Reacher trilogy.
Yeah, because you can fall asleep during it. And it doesn't matter. Yeah,
you wake up, it's the same movie.
Yeah,
it's like, oh good.
Okay.
The girls changed, but it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I mean, it's made over 100 million worldwide on a 60 million budget in 3 weeks. So I mean, it's making money back.
I hear you.
You know, so I guess they accomplished. I mean, there's a reason it's a sequel because of that foreign money. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
Proving my point.
Number eight, Ouija, Origin of Evil. So I guess this might be the last weekend for that one in the top 10 too.
Yeah, probably.
3.8 million.
I heard the next one is Ouija on a plane.
Can Ouija boards go on a plane, Tom?
I think so.
Can they use the bathroom
at
Target?
Sit in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants any demons on a plane. You just stay in the box.
Don't get out.
Stay in storage. Stay in storage. Underneath the plane is the only... Yeah.
No.
Overhead compartment.
That's where the...
Overhead compartment.
That's where Frankenstein monster is.
And please be aware, your Ouija may have shifted during transit, so be careful when you open.
Wasn't there... What was the Muppet movie where they were all in a plane in like a storage container?
Muppet Caper.
All right, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done. So Ouija made $3.8 million. That's a 47% drop, and it is now up to $30 million on, what, a $10 million budget, did we say?
$9 million.
Yeah.
It was $19 million overseas, though, so up over 50 on a 9. I mean, that's...
Foot rubbing a bomb pop.
Yep, that's Blumhouse math right there. Checks out to me. So he has yet to fail on that formula.
No, he did.
He did?
The last paranormal...
Financially?
Yeah, the last Paranormal Activity did not... Like,
it did not make money?
You know what? If it did, it was close. Because like the budget, they gave him a lot bigger budget.
I think that Lazarus Effect movie might have lost money.
Oh, maybe you're right.
That had
like a lot of people in it too.
Yeah,
like
I feel like
it was so real. I think that was like around 9 or 10, but I don't think it did very well.
Gotcha. So anyway, Ouija leaving the top 10 here soon, I'm sure, but made its money. So number 9, The Girl on the Train.
With the dragon tattoo?
With the... Oh, sorry. The Gone Girl on the Train with the dragon tattoo.
The girl on the wagon. The girl on the wagon.
The girl with the wagon tattoo?
Oh.
The girl in the window with the waggly tail? Well,
no, that's something that's on RedTube.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, what's RedTube? I don't know.
Right?
Nope. Is that a thing? I meant YouTube Red. That's right.
Yeah, that is a thing.
What were they thinking?
Seriously, it took me a second because I'm like, wait a minute. Someone came out with a name for like a legit company with that title. Yeah. It's YouTube Red. I don't...
Yeah. Well, that's...
They had to know what they were doing, right?
They're trying.
I based on how it's been doing overall, no.
No.
Yeah, because every time I see that little thing, I'm like, no.
No.
No, I'm good.
I'm not letting that show up on my credit card statement.
You know what's so stupid? So, I have one reason that I want to buy YouTube Red. There's one reason. On your phone, if you minimize it, you can still listen to the video while it's minimized, which is a total crap feature. I understand making YouTube Red so that you watch exclusive shows like HBO or Amazon Prime kind of thing, but when my app can't minimize without stopping the video and I have to buy a subscription so my app can minimize, that's crap.
Because
you want to listen to music or something, but maybe not watch it while you're driving. You got to keep the video
Spotify?
Up. But sometimes you want to listen to whatever, a podcast that's on YouTube, a video.
Right.
But you have to keep your phone on. Yeah. You turn it off and the audio quits.
Yeah, YouTube still.
That's YouTube Red. I mean, I think that's how maybe they're selling more subscriptions and keeping it afloat because people want
to
do that.
I think you're onto something there. Yeah.
Is that really that big?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm with you. Like,
I mean,
I've
messed with YouTube where that's irritated me, but it's not. Like that.
There's been times where I want to listen to the audio and not look at the thing, but I don't want to keep my phone screen on. So like I'll close my phone screen, like save battery, whatever, and it stops. I'm like, son of a, I'm not going to spend that $10.
No, I'm not
going to
spend $10 for it. No,
no,
you're not made of money.
No, I'm a podcaster, damn it. So anyway, that girl on the train with the tattoo thing, $2.6 million, 39% drop in week 5. It's up to $70 million domestic and another $57 million overseas. So it's up over about 130 on a 45.
Yeah.
That's profit too. So
sure.
Did all right.
Sure.
Great.
Yeah.
And rounding out the top 10, Joe's favorite Tim Burton movie of the year, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Like, none of them?
Well, it's also his least favorite.
That's also true.
$1.9 million, a 52% drop, $83 million, 160 overseas, though. Mm-hmm. So up over 250 now on a 110. So
that's what saved Alice in Wonderland, too.
Yeah.
I don't align with you on the whole Tim Burton hate.
We don't align on a lot of things.
Yeah, but that was like I watched
Monster Squad. Anyone?
Well, yeah. I watched Sleepy Hollow. I was like,
I like Batman.
Batman's great.
And but Batman and Batman Returns are a wash because it's Batman. Like, you know.
Yeah. But there's, you know.
I like Sleepy
Edward
Hollow.
Scissorhands
I don't really like Edward Scissorhands.
Really?
No, not really.
Oh,
and I think Pee-wee's Big Adventure gets a pass.
Pee-wee, that's great.
Well, that was epic. I was on the
side. I like Pee-wee.
That's a great movie.
Yeah,
I'm still
so
Pee-wee.
You just don't have a soul.
I don't.
Frankenweenie.
Well, I don't either.
I don't really. I didn't like Frankenweenie.
You didn't like Frankenweenie?
I liked the short.
I thought the remake was really good.
Yeah, but like I didn't like Big Eyes. I didn't like.
Oh, Big Fish is so good.
Ed Wood.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like Ed Wood?
Ed Wood. So like when he gets to like do the Tim Burton thing, Like, Ed Wood doesn't feel like a Tim. Like, it feels...
Well, like it feels like a truer Tim. I mean, the thing is, like, what's happening is, like, he's, I think, honestly, he's just being lazy.
Yeah, he has. Yeah. I was on the Tim Burton train through Willy Wonka, and then he broke my heart with Willy Wonka, and
we'll get ready for the new prequel.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's a, like, whatever.
It's an original story. It's not in the Johnny Depp universe. It's a new thing, and it's going to be just a young Willy Wonka origin story.
Ugh.
Not from Ron Dahl.
Do not want.
What? Young Willy Wonka origin story.
Yeah. Probably true.
People are theorizing maybe when he goes to Oompa Land to get the Oompa Loompas. So it's going to be the origin.
So it's him just kidnapping people.
Which we kind of saw.
So it's him making
in
slaves?
That movie.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Yeah, him kidnapping people, basically.
Okay, all right. Making them work
We don't
for
know.
Him.
That's speculation, but they're thinking, what story are you going to tell about a young Willy? Like, oh, well, he went to Loompa Land and got the...
That's his backstory. Yeah. Yeah.
That's an awful idea.
I think Planet of the Apes...
Oh, Joe, you're probably not wrong.
Planet of the Apes was a... Oh,
man, that... Yeah,
that was like the first time where I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that might be the one. But Big Fish, I love.
But then Sleepy Hollow came after that. I was like, yes, like just
Big Fish or Sleepy Hollow was a lot of fun.
He made his Hammer horror movie.
Yeah,
you know,
and it worked.
It holds up.
It does hold up.
I didn't watch it this Halloween season, and I still think I'm gonna have to go back.
Sleepy
Hollow
is fantastic.
I think it's because it's not. I don't know. When he goes
like
script.
Super weird artsy fartsy Tim Burton, I'm like, I don't fuck you.
Dark Shadows.
That was a mess.
That was awful.
Yeah.
That was one of those ones that was like. He was just indulged, you know, he had the ability to indulge his own proclivities, his own, what he wants, you know, what he finds interesting. And it's like, just because you can, like Dark Shadows
doesn't
is like, just because you can.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They did a better Dark Shadows.
We can all support you on that.
And it was called We Live in the, or What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
And it was a better version of that.
Oh my God, that movie's brilliant.
That was just one of those ones where it was
Thor
like.
Thor 2 director. Or Thor 3, rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once he gets all, I just like the art and. Ugh.
You know what might happen after if the Batman is really a train wreck? Tim Burton back on Batman.
They're going to bring Tim Burton back and do a Mel Gibson Batman movie.
There it is, Tim Burton and Mel Gibson.
I'm in the theater.
Yeah.
Thursday night at midnight.
Sorry, Nicolas Cage is Batman.
Nicolas Cage is Superman.
You're in the theater.
That's where I was. Yeah.
Four times for that last one.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Joe was born in the theater.
It feels that way.
So that's the box office.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
So I guess that's it for this episode. We will go around the table and everyone can say where to find themselves.
This is Dan.
Sorry. Let me do it again.
We're doing the back part where you say where to find yourself. This is the end of
this
episode.
And that's all I got to say. Joe's wrong.
And you can find me on Twitter at DanGrady67GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, B-U-T-T-S, 21.
This is Kevin. You can find me two times a week, every week, on DirtyPirateHookers.com.
Woohoo!
How about that? And this is Tom. You can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, Sarah, where can they find you?
They can find me two places. Librarian Cynthia, who I can't believe I got on the show before, can find me at BetterLibraryLeaders.com.
We've got a librarian... cat fight.
You know
going
we have to do.
On.
We have to get librarian Cynthia in studio.
And I'll drive back up, and we can this will be hilarious.
She'll
and
drive from Hawaii. You'll drive up.
And so your library. Are
you guys both being like bookmobiles?
Yes,
that would be awesome.
Oh, that would rock.
Yeah. She'll be in the book plane.
I want to see like bookmobiles, but I want to see it like in Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes, like in an arena. Like
I'm liking this
twisted metal style.
Librarian Cynthia would probably have like a bookmobile that's also like one of those aqua ducks that you see down in Branson.
Oh, yeah.
That changed. Like, oh, it's in the water. Yeah, and then it's back on land.
Yeah,
we need to make this happen, Cynthia. Call me.
And
those of you who are into septuagenarian boy bands can find me at Zilch, a monkeys podcast.
That's a fancy word for 70-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
have a PhD.
Off.
I have to throw those words in there so often.
I'm just going
to
put my head down.
You know, it's a big word, like gymnasium.
All right.
I had to throw that in there for you, Ken.
Cool. Well, thank you. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, and subscribe. We greatly appreciate it. We've been seeing an uptick in reviews lately. So
that's
awesome. Been nice to see.
Know what? I think the only thing we can do, Tom, is challenge them. They can't do it again next week.
Oh, they
no
can't.
Way.
They're
no
not
way.
Good enough.
No.
They're just not good enough.
No.
They're not strong
Tom's
enough.
Tom's like having flashbacks to him as a kid playing Little League sports and his father. Like,
yeah.
when they challenged me, when they were like, you're not good enough. And I was like, yeah, that's...
That's accurate.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Can I go sit down now?
I could even be less good.
Yeah.
Moral of the story.
There's an Abbott Costello movie on Channel 11 in
like
20
minutes.
Are we getting
snow cones? Yeah. Like right. Privates is 5 minutes away.
So don't be like
I want a blue snow cone. Thanks.
But blue snow cone?
Oh, yeah.
Who wants a blue snow cone?
Well, I figured in 1945 they only had three flavors.
Red, blue, and what?
They were butterscotch, Winto green,
root beer barrels,
sarsaparilla back then.
Sarsaparilla. Peppo mint.
So iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, blah, blah, blah. Wherever I was at, you've probably heard me beg for it enough. So that's it for this episode. Coming up on the next one, we will tackle Doctor Strange, which is difficult because he can like disappear right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
It's very strange.
So that's coming up on the next episode. Until then, you've been warned.
This modern hospital may seem worlds apart from the days of ancient sorcerers, but for psychiatrist Stephen Strange and his beautiful patient, this is where those worlds collide and the nightmare begins.
We're here interviewing the founder of the LeFay Method, a woman who in the last few days seems to have taken at least a part of New York City by storm, so to speak. Here to tell us more about it is the force behind the LeFay Method, Morgan LeFay. Ms. LeFay, can you tell us just what it is exactly that the method does?
Quite simply, it unlocks the hidden potential within you. It's a way of realizing your own powers and using them to get what you really want out of life.
Personal. And pushed him over a railing in front of a car.
Nothing Stephen Strange learned in medical school could prepare him for an attack by an evil sorceress from the fourth dimension. A villainess who can only be stopped by an earthly master of the mystic arts.
Come in.
Thank you.
You're telling me you're a sorcerer.
I came here to try to help a patient of mine.
Come and take him into our domain.
Now it's up to Stephen Strange to take the place of the Earth's last sorcerer.
Have I become the sorcerer?
You should learn whose powers to respect.
Come along for a fantastic adventure into the fourth dimension with Doctor Strange.